And we're too good to be forgotten. It's now 5:31, which means we have 1 hour and 29 minutes before we go off the air. And with me in the studio this afternoon, what is your name, sorry?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, can you come a bit close to the microphone, Vanessa? It won't bite you. Now, where about you come from, Vanessa?
Worcester Park.
Worcester Park, yeah?
Yeah.
And where are you from?
What, originally?
You're involved with...
Jenny Hunter School of Dancing.
That's right.
They sent you all their regards.
Good, that's very nice.
Wishes.
Good, that's very nice. What would you do if Radio Jackie doesn't get a licence in the end?
I don't really know. Why won't you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you ought to ask the Home Secretary that. Do you think the Home Secretary will grant us a licence?
Yes, I think they should.
What would you say about the Home Secretary if he didn't grant us a licence? She's turned away. She can't answer that. What's your name?
Nikki,
where'd you come from, Nikki?
Chessington,
yeah. And you like Radio Jackie?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time.
Well, I'm good you say that, because I wouldn't really like anyone here who didn't like Radio Jackie. I mean, they do call occasionally, but... How long have you listened?
About 3 years.
Yeah, and do you think we ought to get a licence?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what would you say if the government didn't give us a licence?
I think it's really bad. I think you should get one, definitely.
Okay, then. All right, thanks very much for talking to us. Got somebody else, actually. What's... if you can make your way, sort of, way through. What's your name?
Joanne.
It's what?
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne.
Yes.
I thought you said something totally different. Where about you come from?
Chessington.
Another one from Chessington.
Yeah.
Nice place, nice zoo.
Yeah.
So did you go to the zoo?
No, not really.
I was going to ask whether you lived at the zoo.
No, I don't, no.
Yeah.
Which school did you go to?
Thomas Girls School.
So is that the best school around there?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What's your favourite subject?
I haven't got one.
Very wise. That's very wise. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Hello to everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah, everybody.
It's very strange, you know, when you ask people to say hello to someone, yeah, they always say things like, can you say hello to everyone who knows me? Very strange it is. Somebody else is just behind you. What's your name? Can you just come a bit closer? Because you're miles away from the microphone.
Debbie,
yeah? And you're from Chessington as well?
Yeah.
Not from the zoo?
No.
All right, which school do you go to? The same one?
No, I go to Isha College.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I guess I'm insulting you now. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Hello to everyone who knows me and doesn't know me.
Oh, right. That's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, then. How long have you listened to Radio Jackie?
About 3 years.
3 years as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you think we'll get a licence?
Yes, definitely.
And what would you say to the Home Secretary?
Well, give Radio Jackie a licence.
Good, okay. Well, if he's got any sense, he'll listen to your advice. Okay, somebody else here. What's your name, if you can just sort of struggle? There's so many people here this afternoon, you can't believe it, you know. What's your name?
Sarah,
yeah. And you come from?
Chessington.
Not another one.
I
think we're serving Chessington, not South West London. Which school?
Kingston College.
Kingston College? Yeah. Oh, I see. What are you doing there?
Nursery nursing.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think you've got a future in that?
Yeah.
Fancy yourself as a princess? I mean, that's what she's doing, isn't it? All right, yeah. Would you like Radio Jackie to get a licence?
Yeah, definitely.
Good, okay, then hopefully we'll get a licence. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Also, actually, with us in the studio this afternoon is a dog. Now, I've never actually interviewed a dog before. He's one of these amazing Dulux dogs, actually, and I'm sure he's not going to say anything to me. Hello. He's a beautiful dog. Now, what do you think of Radio Jackie? And what would your message to the Home Secretary be? Do you think we ought to get a licence? Oh dear. Well, it's a sort of dog that likes Dulux paint. I'll give him some paint a little bit later on. All right, you're listening to the dying moments of Radio Jackie. In the next 5 or 10 minutes' time, we'll be going back to Julie Jones, who's downstairs at the moment. She's waiting to talk to a few people who have visited our offices at 32 Central Road. If you would like to come along, the nearest bus is the 213. It goes right past our office, which was very nice of London Regional Transport to do that. And also the nearest British Rail station is Worcester Park. This is a message for all advertisers on Radio Jackie. If you have any queries regarding the closure of Radio Jackie, please phone the office tomorrow on 337-7777, and we'll be able to deal with problems related to your advertising. That's anyone who has advertised on Radio Jackie. And of course, we wish to apologise that we can't continue broadcasting. We also wish to stress it's not our fault that we can't continue broadcasting. Stevie Wonder there, and My Cherie Amour. We now have 1 hour and 22 minutes before Radio Jackie ceases to broadcast in an unlicensed capacity. Hopefully, if the Home Secretary has seen sense, he will license us in the not too far distant future. One of the things that the Department of Trade and Industry did take when they popped in to see us the other day, which was very nice of them, they took all our jingles. Now, not to be deterred, we decided to sing some of the jingles ourselves. So first of all, we decided to sing the 227 jingles. They're great. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
227, Radio Jackie, in the sound of Southwest London. 227, Radio Jackie, in the sound of Southwest London.
Not bad, didn't quite have the polish of our last jingles. And while we're... We started with the words, what was it now, from the bustle. So are we all ready for this one? This is a very complicated one. Right, so it starts from the bustle of suburbia. Right, so it's 1, 2, 3. From the bustle
of suburbia to the lonely shanty there. From houseboats on the river Thames to office blocks in town. Close enough to really care as friends should always be. We're South West London's favourite station, Radio Jackie.
Very good. That's not bad at all, actually. I'm quite impressed. Hopefully downstairs at the moment, if she's still awake at the moment, is Julie Jones. Hello, Julie. Are you there? Julie, I think Julie's fallen asleep. We're not off the air yet, Julie. We'll be talking to Julie after this song from Dusty Springfield.
Julie, there was a preacher's son, and when his daddy was here, did he come alone? When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows the man's a fan. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd come and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? future man. The only boss who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Oh, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I used to call her Rusty Springboard in the old days. I never could quite suss that one out. That's Dusty Springfield there, and the son of a preacher man. 18 minutes to six now with Radio Jackie. Time is running out. We are officially closing down voluntarily at 7 o'clock tonight. With us in the studio this afternoon, we have an awful lot of members of the public. If you want to come down, you'd be most welcome. You really want to see what's going on here, actually. It's quite an amazing sensation, quite an amazing feeling this afternoon. We're based at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. We've got the kettle on, so do pop in. If you just got back from work, come along, because you're missing all the fun. And this is the last minutes of Radio Jackie. In fact, the last 1 hour and 17 minutes. What's your name?
Debbie.
Where do you come from, Debbie?
Worcester Park.
Yeah, do you like Radio Jackie?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, what's so good about Radio Jackie?
Well, because I think there's nice people here, and my dad knows somebody here too, so... Chinkon Junior's going to like it too.
Really? How many people do you think listen to Chinkon?
I don't know. Some of my friends might be.
Good. Okay, then. Well, what would you do if Radio Jackie went off?
I'd be very upset, because I think it's a good radio station.
Yeah, do you think that the government should give us a licence to broadcast?
Yeah, I think they should.
Good, okay. Well, I hope that your views will be expressed. What's your name?
Dropping it already.
Have I really? I've got a great memory, actually. I've spoken to you already, haven't I? Who haven't I spoken to? I haven't spoken to you, have I? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris. Where do you come from, Chris?
Empton Road, Worcester Park.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you think of Radio Jackie?
It's all right. It's good.
It's all right?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant?
Yeah.
Is that all?
I'm twisting his arm.
Twist it a bit more. Who would you like to say hello to?
My mum and dad and all the people at Tree Mile School.
Okay, then. That's where you go, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my old school, great school. Yeah. What's your name?
Right.
Mike.
Yeah.
Where do you come from, Mike?
Worcester Park.
Yeah, do you like Jackie?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening?
About 3 years.
Yeah? And do you think we should continue broadcasting?
Yeah.
How did you take the news that we're actually closing down at 7 o'clock tonight?
I thought it was pretty bad at the time. It's a good radio station. I thought it was pretty bad.
I think it's very difficult at the moment to actually envisage what it's going to be like when Radio Jackie does close down, because we're on the air at the moment, and of course at 7 o'clock we won't be on the air, and it's going to be very different at 7 o'clock, because there will not be a Radio Jackie unless the government decide to license us.
Yeah, that's right.
All right then. Okay, well, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Judy Jones, are you downstairs at the moment?
I am.
Judy Jones, come
Dave,
on down.
Dave, can you hear me?
I can.
You can. Well, that's a relief. Yes, I'm standing in the nasty old cold doorway at the moment.
Really?
But I've got Sandy with me. Sandy's a Labrador. I think, actually, Radio Jackie must be the most popular station for dogs in the southwest London area. And also I've got Tina, who's Sandy's owner. Hi, Tina.
Hello.
And you actually heard Radio Jackie go off the other day, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes. Well, I was standing in the kitchen, and I was listening. And then I went upstairs to get changed from my uniform. And I came downstairs again, and there was nothing. There was just this crackling. And I told my mum, and she said she couldn't get it on the radio, on her car radio. And then we were reading the paper the next day, and there was a tiny little article saying that Radio Jackie had been raided.
Yeah, and you got this German radio station, didn't
yes.
you? And you thought it couldn't be us, possibly.
No.
And you've got your two brothers here, and I believe it's Paul. It's your birthday today, isn't
yes.
it? So how old are you?
10.
And how do you feel about having your birthday on the same day as Radio Jackie's closing down? That's dreadful.
Yeah.
We're going to have to celebrate and commiserate, aren't
yes.
we? Did you get anything nice for your birthday?
Yes, thank you.
Was it a radio set by any chance?
Yes.
Well, I hope soon enough you'll be able to start listening to Radio Jackie again. You're going to miss Radio Jackie?
Yes.
And how about, you've got your other brother here. How old are you?
I'm James and I'm 13.
You're 13. It's not your birthday at the moment,
no.
is it? Well, would you both like to say happy birthday to Paul, then?
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul.
And happy birthday from the dog. The dog's wagging its tail down here at the moment, but it doesn't seem to be barking. Come on, bark. No, it's not going to do a lot. Okay, back to you, Dave.
Thanks very much, Julie. Who do you want to say hello to?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah, loads and loads of people.
Can't you give me a list off the top of your head?
No.
You can, right.
Yeah. Right. Heather, Helen, Jonathan...
Jonathan.
Nick, Candy...
Graham, Stephen...
Louise, Andrea, Lindsay, and everyone
Jenny,
at Power Scale School, Bethany.
Everyone on the nursery notion at KCFE.
Yeah, everybody at our school, and so they've all got to listen to Radio Jackie, and I hope you get your
license. Good luck in your exams in the summer, the fifth year exams.
And of course, don't forget when you're sitting your exams, Radio Jackie will not be on the air anymore.
I know, I don't know what we're going to do in our spare time.
I hope it doesn't make you fluff your exams.
I'll probably have to commit suicide.
I hope not. I do hope not. You're listening to the last moments of Radio Jackie, 1 hour and 13 minutes before we go off the air. We are voluntarily going off the air until 7 o'clock tonight. That is, unless the Home Secretary gives us a licence.
Thank you. How do you feel that the government has forced Radio Jackie to close down? Why don't you come down and tell us? We're based at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. Please come down. You've only got 1 hour and 8 minutes before Radio Jackie voluntarily closes down. And we'll close down until the Home Secretary gives us a licence. We do hope he'll give us a licence. There's an awful lot of people in the studio with us this afternoon. Loads and loads of people. It's quite amazing the response we've got at the moment. There's a lady who's got a poster, actually. If you can just make your... Oh, it's a banner, isn't it? That's right. Yeah, if you can try and make your way over here. That's right, yes. You wouldn't tell me how old you were, would you?
No, I'm getting on.
Okay. You're getting on?
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that the older generation support you as well as the younger ones. And when I'm doing my ironing, I do listen.
Good, I'm glad you do.
No, you don't do any ironing.
This is true.
What are you going to do when Jackie goes off?
I won't be able to do any ironing.
It's got to come out again.
What's that big poster say?
Give Radio Jackie a community licence now.
We'll all drink to it.
And I think if people vote for the government, I think people should also get the vote for which radio station they want as well. And with that, we're going back to do the ironing.
Well, only for another hour.
No, I'll be with you.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Don't forget, we'd love you to come down, 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. What's your name? We have some... Oh, come on, why don't you come here and have a quick chat with us? It's Wendy Jones, her name is. Come on.
Sir, oh, no!
Come on, Wendy. Come on. Do you like Radio Jackie, Wendy?
No, my name is Wendy.
What's your name?
Paula.
You're Paula?
Yeah.
And where about you live?
Mitcham.
Mitcham, yeah? Nice place, Mitcham?
No. Tough area. Rooligans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like to live somewhere else?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Next door from your mum.
Where's that?
Carshalton.
Oh, I see. It's a nice area, Carshalton, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been listening to Jackie?
Since 79.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I was on there. We used to ring you up every other day and tell you silly jokes. And when we was on CB, we used to get you up and ring you up and have an eyeball with you all.
An eyeball?
Yeah.
That's what, when you have a chat, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too up on the lingo, actually. I must admit. Do you think Jackie should get a licence?
Yeah, if everyone else can get a licence, why can't this radio station get a licence?
Right, okay, I thoroughly agree with you. You're listening to the last few moments of Radio Jackie, and what's your name?
Julie.
Yeah, how old are you, Julie?
10.
10. And do you like Jackie?
Yeah.
Yeah? Which school did you go to?
Dorchester Primary.
Oh, I know, yeah. My school, was it?
Yes.
Right then. Got something wrong with your throat?
Mm.
Are you a bit nervous?
Mm.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello to someone?
Mum and Dad.
Yeah? Anyone else?
Sophie.
Yeah? Any other friends at school?
Daniel and the
rest. All right, thanks. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, which school?
Richard Challoner.
Which one?
Richard Challoner.
Oh, I know. Yeah. How long have you been going there?
I'm in my second year now.
Yeah? And how long have you been listening to Jackie?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
That's quite a long time if you've listened to Radio Jackie. Mm. So why do you actually listen to Radio Jackie?
Well, I like the music they play and disc jockeys and things.
Yeah, but I mean, the government would say there's lots of other radio stations that play music and there's lots of other radio stations which have got DJs. Why listen to Jackie? Because you could listen to Capital, couldn't you?
Yeah, but they don't play good music, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think Jackie's something special?
Yeah, definitely. Right,
okay, thanks very much. What's your name?
Stuart,
which school did you go to, Stuart?
Greenshaw.
Greenshaw School?
Yeah.
I see. And you like that school, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how long have you been listening to Jackie?
A couple of years.
And what would you do if we don't get a licence?
I don't know. Just be upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, then, don't forget, we'd like to see you down here at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. The nearest bus, of course, is the 213, and the nearest British Rail station is Worcester Park. Everyone in Worcester Park High Street knows exactly where Radio Jackie is, so please do come along and see us. As I say, we're at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. We'll pop over and speak to Julie Jones in just a second, but first of all, we would like to thank the thousands of listeners and local groups who supported us in our application for a community licence to continue to serve the people of South West London. We do need your continued support. support, please take down our office numbers now. They are 337-7777 and 330-6464. Our offices will be open for the rest of this week from 10 a.m. till 5:30, so please help us, as you've done for so long. Write to your MP, and we may return as a legal radio station. Now, I'm not too sure whether Julie is actually down there at the moment. Julie, are you there at the moment?
Dave, can you hear me? Dave, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
You can, sorry, I couldn't hear you. I've now got a family who've just come down from having got some stickers, and what's your name?
Angelo.
Angelo, that's a lovely name. And what do you think of Radio Jackie?
It's very good.
You like it, do you? Do you know who you like best of all? Oh dear, you're supposed to say Dave Owen, because he's the man who's upstairs at the moment, you see. He'll get a bit upset otherwise.
It's too crowded, yeah.
It's too crowded, yeah. Is it? Oh well, you came down here and faced the cold. What do you think of Radio Jackie?
Oh, it's marvellous as a local radio, because we get all the information, and apart from that, our unemployment situation in the area is solved to a certain extent.
Yes, well, we try and help as much as possible as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen, you know, if the station does in fact go off the air, as we think it will do, just at 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
What do you think will happen? I mean, will you be disappointed?
Yes, certainly I'm disappointed. I have handed in my petition as well.
That's great. Thanks very much indeed for doing
You're
that.
Welcome.
Okay, well, bye-bye, Angelo.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Dave, back to you.
Thanks very much, Julie, and in fact we'll be going downstairs to speak to Julie in the basement, as it were, sometime in the next 20 minutes. Thank you. listening to the last minutes of Radio Jackie. In fact, you're listening virtually to the last hour of Radio Jackie. In fact, we're just going to go into the last news, and we're 3 minutes away from the last weather broadcast ever on Southwest London's favourite station, Radio Jackie, serving Southwest London on 227 metres, also on 103.3 FM. This is Radio Jackie.
Radio Jackie News at 6 o'clock. This is Roger Allen. Police and customs officers in Scotland have seized a ton of the drug cannabis, which they claim has a street value of about £1 million. Following a lengthy undercover surveillance operation codenamed Cuba, the officials raided a boat anchored off Scotland's west coast. Four men are expected to appear in court in Oban tomorrow. Four Britons held in detention in Libya have not been released today, and they won't know when they're to be set free until tomorrow at the earliest. The Libyans are blaming the delay on what they describe as unforeseen circumstances. The families of the four detained Britons are angry about the delay and are blaming the government. They say the timing of the start of the trial of four Libyans in Manchester is inopportune, as was last week's commemoration ceremony for WPC Yvonne Fletcher, who was shot outside the Libyan People's Bureau last year. The mother of one of the detained Britons has said that the government doesn't seem to care. Gibraltar's 16-year-old siege ends formally tonight at midnight, but the border opening is expected to be a low-key affair. Gibraltar's opposition leaders are angry at the decision to open the border with Spain fully, fearing for the colony's sovereignty. Chief Minister Sir Joshua Hassan joins Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe for talks about the future with the Spanish Foreign Minister in Geneva tomorrow. The Franco regime closed the border in 1969, and in 1982 it was partially reopened. Miners' union leaders have been holding talks with the Conciliation Service ACAS about a possible reopening of negotiations with the Coal Board. They've now gone on to see officials of the TUC, and ACAS is to approach the Coal Board. Earlier, the Coal Board said a record number of miners had abandoned the strike this morning. It put the figure at more than 2,200. The NUM president, Arthur Scargill, however, says he doesn't believe the figures, but for the Coal Board, Michael Eaton forecasts a continuing return to work. Britain's reserves of gold and foreign currency fell last month to $282 million. That's the biggest fall in 2 years. The drop has come about because of substantial dollar selling by the Bank of England. The pound fell against the dollar again today. It's now at $1.11¾, but it's holding steady against the other currencies. A 17-year-old girl who had a heart transplant on Saturday has died. Ruth Phipps from Newport in Gwent had the operation at West London's Harefield Hospital. She'd been suffering from kidney trouble as well. And finally, here is a quote from American professor Lee Spahr. Exasperated by the sexual revolution, he wrote, "My life as a professed person in the gerperson department becomes so difficult at times that I contemplate transfer to the his or herstory department. If you meet a member of the women's persons movement, please tell him or her it's a lot of horse personure." Writing it is a lot easier than saying it. For the very last time, Radio Jackie News.
And that, of course, is the last bulletin we'll hear on Radio Jackie as far as news goes. Thanks very much, Roger.
Yeah, well, don't ask me anything at the moment, Dave. I don't think I'm in much of a state to say anything.
And, in fact, we'll be talking to Roger Allen a little bit later on. Southwest London's weather, well, it's going to be rather cold tonight. The overnight low tonight dropping to 4 degrees centigrade.
Thank you.
won't let you down. 8 minutes past six with Radio Jackie. In fact, there's only 53 minutes left before Radio Jackie goes off the air. And between now and 7 o'clock, we're going to be saying goodbye to the presenters that have worked for Radio Jackie in the last 16 years. And I would note, by the way, that if you are a presenter that has worked for Radio Jackie in the last 16 years and you haven't had a chance to say your goodbyes yet, you better pop along to 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. Also, if you just simply like Radio Jackie, do pop along. We're having a party tonight because we're going off the air at 7 o'clock. That is, until we get a license. 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. 213 goes straight past the studio. And also the nearest British Rail station is Worcester Park. And one of the presenters that has more recently been working for the station is Owen Davis. Hello, Owen.
Hello, Dean. How are you?
How are you? Oh, fine. Fine.
It's a sad evening in a way, isn't it?
It is, actually.
I tell you, I was thinking coming up in the car, you know, Dave. Excuse me. Tonight really is a successful evening because the response from the public indicates really that Jackie has achieved what it set out to do. Created a community spirit, and that's what it's all about.
That's very true.
I think so. And the sad thing is, no, I think what it's done also, it's proved, you see, to government that there is a need for smaller communities. Life's got too big, and Jackie has stressed that with great success.
Well, hopefully we'll win through in the end.
Yeah, well, we'll be here again making tea.
Owen, thanks very much.
As I did.
Goodbye.
Pleasure.
And also with us is Alistair Phillips. Hello, Alistair.
Hello, Dave.
Better come walk this way a bit.
Yes.
Well, walk anywhere you like.
Anyway, if I could walk that way, I wouldn't need the talcum powder.
And, in fact, you're the guy that's been doing the overnight programme for the last, what, 6 months?
6 months or so, yes, indeed. Well, it's a very sad day, as I would say. I mean, I'd like to say it has been a privilege to contribute to Radio Jackie over the past 6 months or so. And, I'd like to thank all the listeners and the advertisers and the communities of South West London whose support has made it all possible, you know.
It's a difficult moment, isn't it?
It is. In the last 16 years, I mean, Radio Jackie's done nothing but good, and the events leading to its closure are monstrous. And many people have worked very, very hard over the years to put Radio Jackie on the air, and I hope that their efforts will be rewarded, as they should be, with the granting of a licence. And I look forward to Radio Jackie's early return.
Because the Home Secretary did say in the House, about 2 weeks ago, that he was going to introduce experimental community licence in the next 12 months. And obviously, hopefully, we think Radio Jackie should be one of those stations.
Well, most certainly it should be. I mean, nobody's worked harder to that end.
OK, well, hopefully we'll hear Alistair Phillips' dulcet tones on the radio again in the not-too-far-distant future.
Well, I sincerely hope so. But whether or not you do, I hope Radio Jackie returns.
All right, then. Well, that was Alistair Phillips of Radio Jackie. Hopefully, Alistair Phillips will return as long as Radio Jackie returns as well. We have 50 minutes before we close down because we're voluntarily going off the air at 7 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to join us, do come down. 32 Central Road, Worcester Park. Come down before it's all over.